Hello and welcome to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce an author that of whom I've been a big fan for many years. And welcome to Christopher Paul Curtis. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Sybil. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really good and so excited to finally have the opportunity to talk to you. I got to tell you, Mr. Curtis, that for years I have been giving your books as Christmas gifts to young people. Part of the thing that I do at Christmas, I don't exchange gifts with adults, but I do give books to all of the kids in my family and in my life. And so your books have been a part of this for many years, and starting with The Watsons Go to Birmingham. This is a gentleman that a lot of parents know of his books, and your kids hopefully have read them. And if they haven't, they should get the books as quickly as possible. How many children's books do we have now?
The one that just came out this week is number 7.
The Mighty Miss Malone.
The Mighty Miss Malone.
Which, the title I absolutely love. Absolutely adore. Tell us about The Mighty Miss Malone.
Okay, The Mighty Miss Malone is the story of 12-year-old Dezza Malone in Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And Dezza made a brief appearance in my book, Bud Not Buddy.
Yes.
And this is her story and tells about her family's attempts to stay together during the Great Depression in the 1930s.
And what is it about period pieces that you enjoy?
You know, I really like to look at history from the perspective of a child.
Mm.
And I think that as adults, we look at it in one way, and we put a lot more seriousness and stock on what's going on, probably because we have a better understanding of what's going on. And I think that we kind of lose track of the fact that children don't see it as importantly.
Mm.
But by taking an historic event, I can kind of highlight the event and at the same time show how it would affect a child. And as an adult looking at it, we can say, oh boy, she has no idea what's about to happen.
Oh, yes. We're talking to Christopher Paul Curtis. He is an award-winning author. Many of you may know him by his books. We're talking about his latest book, The Mighty Miss Malone, but some of the other books that he has done. Bud Not Buddy, as I mentioned before, The Watsons Go to Birmingham, and of course there is Bucking the Sarge, and Mr. Chickie's Messy Mission, and Mr. Chickie's Funny Money. And you are a product of the Great Midwest, as am I. I'm from Chicago. You grew up in Flint, Michigan, and a lot of your stories deal with that part of the country.
Right, and I think that's just kind of natural for an author. When you're first starting out, you deal with something that you know very intimately, and I knew Flint, so it just happened that Flint came into so many of my stories. But Flint is kind of emblematic of so many cities around the country that are Rust Belt cities, and that at one time were doing very well, and now are not doing so well.
And as you mentioned earlier in talking about The Mighty Miss Malone, your latest book, that, of course, includes Gary, Indiana, and the steel mills.
Exactly. You know, just almost a mirror image of Flint in that way.
How did you come to be a writer? And specifically, after you tell us that, how about concentrating on children's literature?
Okay, I never thought of myself as a writer. One of the cultural things of Flint that you do at the time back in the 70s when I was growing up and graduating from high school, you got a job in the factory, in the car factories, and you would make what's the equivalent today of $35 or $40 an hour. So it was a tremendous draw, and I got into an argument with my parents. I wanted to go in, and my father finally got me a job in the factory. And I absolutely hated it, but my mother's words were true.
Hmm.
I would start buying things, and I became trapped in the factory. But I discovered that if I wrote during my breaks, that I forgot about being in the factory. It kind of took me away from there, that I would fall into this world that I was writing about or that I was imagining. And I really do, even though I don't like my time in the factory, I really think that that is one of the things that turned me into a writer.
So where did the interest in children's literature come from?
You know, Sybil, I didn't really think of myself as a children's writer, and I still don't.
I agree. Because I think that the books are as interesting and enthralling for me as an adult as they are for the young people that I give them to.
Wonderful, because, you know, that's the goal. I, I went to the public library and I would sit down and I'd start to write. And I was looking for a place to sit where it just felt right to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I ended up in the children's section and I would write in there. I got some strange looks from the librarians, but, you know, I'd go there every day and I would write. And the story was told from the point of view of a 10-year-old boy, but I felt like it was, the themes were too adult. The first one was the Watson's Go to Birmingham, and it brushes on the civil rights movement and on the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church
mm-hmm.
in Birmingham. And so I told the story that way. I had a hard time figuring out how I was going to get it published. I entered a couple of contests. They told me it was a young adult book, or actually a middle reader book.
Mm.
And I told them, you publish it, it's whatever you want it to be.
That was a smart move.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm
just
telling
get your foot in, and then you're good.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I know how hard it is to get in, and it's so important to get your foot in the door, so you do what you have to do.
And what year was that, The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963?
It came out in 1995.
And so between the years that you were, you know, working in the factory and your parents, your mom was an educator, your dad was a doctor, a chiropodist, is that right?
Yeah, a chiropodist.
He
worked when he left Grand Rapids, Michigan and moved to Flint, he was a chiropodist, but he wasn't doing really well. And he claims that I put him into the car factory because I was born in 53, and his seniority date was in May of 53, right after my birthday. So he did that, and he would do the chiropody on the side. So he always has blamed me for putting him in the factory.
And most parents blame their kids to put him into an early grave.
That's right.
And so you went off and did this and writing in your spare time, but you also have an interest in the theater, right?
Right after high school, I was with a group called Suitcase Theater from Lansing, Michigan, and we toured Europe. And the one thing that tour of Europe did for me, Sybil, was made it so that I never wanted to see another theater person in my life.
Mm.
Because we were on a bus together for 6 weeks, and it just drove me crazy.
Did it drive you to want to create your own, though, at that time?
Not really. The thought of being a writer was never there for me.
Nothing.
It kind of developed from being so frustrated in that factory. And when I was writing, I wasn't writing fiction then. I was mostly writing things like, I hate my foreman's guts, I wish he'd die. But it's what I tell young people all the time. Writing is writing. It doesn't matter what you're writing. As long as you're putting something down, you're expressing yourself and you're tapping into something that's inside of you. And I think that even by journaling how much I dislike the factory, it helped me develop as a writer.
We are talking to the delightful writer, Christopher Paul Curtis. You may know him from his books that many adults have become fans of, as well as passing it on to young people in our lives. And you know him from books such as The Watsons Go to Birmingham, 1963. And we're also talking about his latest book, The Mighty Miss Malone. We're going to take a break and come back and continue our conversation with Christopher Paul Curtis on BlackAmericaWeb.com and Sybil's Book Club.